Welcome to Scarbody. For the next hour, you'll get it straight from this radio tower.
Sweet Jamaica. Now this new sound is from Kingston Town. And this new sound goes around and around. They all talk, yes, they talk of the sky. From sweet Jamaica.
Hey, you're listening to Ska Party Radio. I am Skip the DJ. How's it going, eh? Thought today we'd start off the program with something first wave, The Ska by Jackie Eastick. Ska Party Radio is on the air. It's 1 hour of ska music and all of its hyphenations. We're glad you're along for the ride. We hope you've stretched and limbered up a bit because you're going to be grooving and moving. I would advise that you clear off some space around you in case your arms start to flail. We don't want to be held personally responsible for any injury that may become you. So we have to do this disclaimer almost every show. So there you go. We were just reading about the fact that Hepcat's first album is going to be released in the 20, it says here, in celebration of the 25th anniversary of the release of Hepcat's debut album, Out of Nowhere, the band is making a limited edition 1,000 copies, a vinyl version of the album, available with a bonus LP of Victor Rice dubs titled Dub Out of Nowhere. And it should be noted that the album Out of Nowhere was never, ever pressed on vinyl. So you have to do the pre-order now. So there you go. Look it up. We got this information from... Oh, you have to go to hepcatofficial.com. There you go. To get onto the pre-order for Out of Nowhere and get the dub version of the album. That would be so sweet. Here's a tune from it. Bobby and Joe, Hepcat, on Ska Party Radio.
Bobby, she do the Rambo jump. He do the Rambo jump.
Do you ever wish that a tune could just loop endlessly, like forever? That would be one of those songs. That's Sound One and a tune called Wheelhouse. You're listening to Ska Party Radio. And Sound One, hailing from Toronto. And you can pick up their stuff off of Bandcamp, soundone.bandcamp.com. Man, you ever think, like, you get a banana and it's a little bit bruised, and you're like, I should probably not eat that bruised part. And then you sort of get sidetracked, squirreled, as it were, and you forget that there's that bruised part, and you just eat the banana anyway. Yeah, that's just what happens. So if we don't make it to the end of today's show, this is this is the evidence that this is doctors should look at that banana. Look at the banana, all right? We ate the whole thing, even though it was bruised. We've been checking out slackers.com because we know they're coming to Ontario very shortly. They have dates at the beginning of April in Toronto and London, Ontario. And then at the end of April, they're back in the Ottawa area of Ontario, and they're going to play Montreal as well and things like that. And doing dates around the northeast of the states. So we thought it's been a while since we did a Slackers feature. We got some interview bits from an interview we did a while ago from with Dave Hilliard, the saxophonist from the Slackers. So we'll put in a couple of those, play some Slackers, a whole set of Slackers. Really, what could be more skillicious than that? We'll be right back. any place yet you haven't been that you want to be, want to go to?
Oh, God. You know, that's an interesting question. Yeah, sure. I mean, there's, there are,
Like, I just assume you've been everywhere, but I have a feeling that there's
no, I mean, there's a bunch of Asians, like I loved, we get people talking to take, I mean, places that we haven't been that people ask us to go to. I mean, a lot of people ask us for Australia, but we haven't gotten it together. Just the simple fact of flying six people there is a huge undertaking. So, that always ends up not making it work.
Has it come close Australia, before?
We've had people talk to us, Australia and New Zealand. It's just, you know, it when you're starting off with $9,000 of flights, you better have some good shows.
That's true.
You know, so that's the main issue. It's that we do have fans on there. And they even started campaigns like bring the Slackers to New Zealand and Australia. You know, they've tried to get people to come behind it and stuff. But
so when that kind of stuff happens, how does that make you feel? Like,
I'm flattered.
Yeah,
I'm flattered that people are trying to do it. You know. Someone was trying to do that in Colombia too. That's another place where I'd like to go.
We are
Latin America.
Gonna make the takedown. She's gonna make you do right. She's gonna make you stay around. I said, man, you better watch this. She's gonna make you do right. She's gonna keep you inside. Who am I to judge?
It's a roller coaster ride, you know. Like in the course of a week on our European tour, we could go from playing to, you know, 800 people to 100 people, you know, depending what town or
the day of the week.
Size of the, yeah, what day of the week it is, what's the size of the city. And, you know, they're all fun in their own way. Playing the fest, and when we do the festival tours, it gets even weirder because it's like you go one day you're playing in front of 10,000 people, and the next day you're playing in front of 100. You know, it can be all really dramatically different.
I bet.
You know, but, you know, I enjoy it. Getting more relaxed, I'm playing on big stages, you know. I used to be more nervous about it. Now I don't get as nervous about it. And just learning how to try to make every room your own and how to turn, make it sound right in every situation. You know, a lot of bands, they play too loud in the small rooms.
Right.
You know, they just turn everything up and blast people out, you know. It's like when you're playing to 100 people, you don't need to have everything mic'd. You don't need to have, you know, a festival sound setup, you know.
That's true.
You know, it doesn't sound right. So it's like just have it nice and tasteful and at the same time too, it's like you know, like with bigger stages, it's like learning how to make it seem comfortable, trying to relate to talk to the audience and get people involved in your show, so it doesn't feel like there's such a big distance between.
Living in a tool shed down by the river. I'm living in a tool shed down by the river. I'm living in a tool shed down by the river. For what's coming on, and I don't think I like it. It wasn't my fault, didn't start no war. It wasn't my fault, economics poor. It wasn't nothing that I'm responsible for, and I don't think I like it. So I'm living in a tool shed down by the river. I'm living in a tool shed, and I think I kinda like it. I'm living in a tool shed. Said go. I wasn't so broke till I had no dough, and I don't think I like it. I wasn't making trouble, wasn't out of line. I paid my money, I stayed my time. It ain't my choice, I don't like to whine, but I don't think I like it. Now I'm living in a tool shed down by the river. Living in a tool shed, but I think I kinda like it. Living in a tool shed down by the river.
Down by the river, you know what I like it. Living in a tool shed down by the river. you know I kinda like it. Living in a cool shed down by the river.
That's almost like a cha-cha-cha ending. You're listening to Ska Party Radio. That was our feature on the Slackers. Theslackers.com is their website. They are heading to Ontario northeastern states in April. Theslackers.com is where you can see all the information. On April 6th, they're in Toronto at the Horseshoe doing a red light show. So they're going to play a little small set of stuff, and then they're going to do the whole red light album in its entirety. And then do a greatest hit set at the end. They're also in town in Toronto at the Horseshoe again on April 7th. April 8th, they're in London, Ontario at Rum Runners. And then they return at the end of April to Canada as we wait for the internet to show us the page. Dun, 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 dun. April 26th, they're at Mavericks. And April 27th, they're in Montreal. Yeah, those 2 days look good. Maybe we'll make the road trip out to those. So if you're thinking like, oh, and they're in Quebec City too, April 28th, I should mention that too. If you're like us thinking about this, this could be a good road trip. Anyway, Slackers shows never disappoint. And our thanks to Dave Hilliard, a saxophonist from the Slackers, for stepping up to the plate and giving us a call. And that's the audio clips that you just heard. The three songs that you heard from the Slackers were Crazy, Watch This, and Toolshed. We love playing Toolshed. It's one of our Skillicious favorites that we love busting out, even when we DJ the live sets.
Might as well say our goodbyes. Oh, may not. again until the next time. Had a thousand love. Get out your sweaters, girls. It's gonna be cold for a week or more. You'll be getting all the sunshine until he gets bored. Then get out your umbrellas and prepare for a storm of tears. And how she picks the wrong fellas will ring through our ears. She says she's sorry about 100 times. Oh, oh, oh. She'll say how much she's missed us guys. Then she'll ask us all for our advice. And then she'll make the same mistake. Used to all her heartaches, like we get used to her disappearing act. She's had miles of disappointments, but she knows we always have her back. When Heidi falls in love, oh, oh, we never get a chance to see her. She never calls, oh, oh, she never thinks of us. And it breaks her heart, and she shows up the next day crying. She's back again until the next time. Heidi falls in love until the next time. Heidi falls in love. Oh, oh, until the next time. Heidi falls in love until the next time. Heidi falls in love until the next time.
Negativity, I said, don't bring a shaking single stage to press on me, yeah. But I know this old man on the corner. He ain't got no house, no lawyer. He just got one philosophy. He said it to me, he says, spread it for free. He said, life's too short to sit and dwell on. What you know ain't going well now. Pick up yourself now. You can take it slow, well, well, it's hard to restrain. 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 When I'm feeling this, going well now. Pick up yourself now. Boy, you know, a long way to go, but you can take it slow. Well, well, it's hard to restrain. Well, it's hard to restrain. Well, it's hard to restrain.
It is. It is hard to restrain. Speaking of straining stuff, we just made a pot of coffee and we were trying to get the water ready. And the water ended up everywhere. It just did. It just couldn't get into the pot and just ended up all over the counter. I could, come on, water, get with it. You're listening to Ska Party Radio. So, yeah, coffee and bananas is what we've been talking about. And ska music and slackers and stuff. We should also mention, too, before we forget yet again, because we played this in the first set and we didn't even talk about it. We played some Georgetown Orbits. We played the song Kick the Can. They are on Kickstarter right now trying to get a new full-length studio album out, their fourth. So all I had to do was just Google Georgetown Orbits, and it was the fourth link to come up. So, Kickstarter has a whole bunch of, numbers and whatever stuff. We could post the link, and you could find it, or you can just Google it like we did, and it comes out. Georgetown Orbits, Georgetown, all one word. Go and support them and get them to do another Skalicious album, okay? Oh, my goodness. In that set, we heard from Krista D. She hails from Edmonton, Alberta. Look at me. I'm Krista D is the name of her album at the original KristaD.bandcamp.com. We played the track Landmine off of that. We also heard some Elixirs. Elixirs hailing from Vancouver. It's a triple X in there, too. We've never played Heidi, but that was a great song. We should have played that earlier. But I don't know. We just seem to miss it. We can't play everything all the time. We only have an hour every week. If you want to know what we've been downloading from Bandcamp, you can always visit our Bandcamp fan page. It is at bandcamp.com. Ska Party DJ is the handle, / Ska Party DJ. So there it is. All our tunes for this show and other radio shows that we do, including an all Canadian show called Radio Hootenanny. Our stuff that we buy for that too is also there. So go check it out and pick up some new music. It's that time. Don't delay. Just get out there. Seaside Villains also ending that set. They were once upon a time a ska band from Thunder Bay. We heard the tune Hard to Restrain. And we just got back from four amazing days in Thunder Bay. We were in town to help out with their fundraising campaign for CILU 102.7 FM. LURadio.ca is their website. If you still want to donate, you can. There's a donate button on the website. The fund drive has ended. But we had a great time. The goal was achieved, and we were honored to be a part of it. We got to do 4 hours of live radio, answer a lot of phones, and help people with their pledges, and do some cleaning as well, and walk the dog. It was all good. The station has a dog, so we walked the dog. It was, we were there to help out. No, it doesn't matter what. We would have done even more. We would have made coffee. We did make coffee. What am I saying? I even washed the dishes too. We were just there to help out, and that's what it took. And we reached the goal, and that's the main thing. All right. LURadio.ca. And it was great meeting all the programmers and great talking to a lot of people who listen to the radio station. And it was great to be in Thunder Bay. I miss it dearly and cannot wait to go back.
On your mind.
That is Random Order on Ska Party Radio. What's on your mind? And they were on our mind because once upon a time, they were a very active ska band here in Canada. But in recent years, they have sort of dwindled off. And I vaguely remembered, like, I'd seen something post on our social media about them. And I'm like, they just did something. And they just did at the beginning of March, March 10th, actually, to be more precise, they had a reunion party. And a show, and so very rare. And I'm at their website right now, randomorder.ca, and they have a future date in Stockholm, which is also kind of weird. Just random, one date in Stockholm, no other dates. Maybe there's more coming. Who knows? Randomorder.ca. We've been huge fans of Random Order. I don't know, since day one, maybe. I don't want to say we weren't there at you know, at the birth at the hospital, but it could have been pretty close. Anyway, we got to go. Ska Party Radio, our time here, our hour of power is over. You can find us, though, on the internets. They've got this thing now with the computers or with your phone. You can get on the internets. You can Google us. Just type in Ska Party Radio. My name is Skip the DJ. All one word, skipthedj.ca is our homepage, and there you find links to some things like Facebook, Twitter, something called Instagram, a thing called mixcloud.com. We upload our shows there at the end of every month, so you can get caught up there. And all our program listings are there. We do post our playlists in case you're wondering about what was that thing I mumbled about? What was that song? He said it so fast. I don't know what it is. Whatever, whatever. And we usually do post as well when available. We do post links to the each band that we do play on the show. So if you can just go click and you're there, boom. It's like one-stop shopping, ska shopping. Thanks so much for lending an ear. We got to go. We're going to end off the show with some Aaron Bardwell Collective from the UK. The tune is Best News of the Year. Yeah, you can take that. The show's ending. I don't know. Is it the best news of the year?
Best news of the year. The fear is here. The new connections, reflections, suggestions. A reflection, a place for you.